meeting, nor the apostle today, saying, O dogs, but love. What love is? And he finishes the paragraph about love, to carry the burdens of each other and thus fulfill the law of God. We all have an opportunity to do that all the time. No matter where we live, no matter what time we exist, whether it's the first century or the last century of the existence of the earth, we still always have the chance to carry the burdens of each other. What are the burdens of each other? The burdens is the weaknesses, the sicknesses, the sinfulness, the offenses, whatever our neighbor dishes out to us and that becomes burdensome to us, the hard to take, this is the burdens which we have to carry if we have love, if we have love. The problem is that we don't have that love many times, and when the burden becomes repeating itself, especially, when a person shows the same weakness over and over again, we are apt to judge him. And then, of course, we cannot fulfill the commandment of love. We cannot love him anymore. Because the minute we judge our brother, forget it. We don't want to carry the burden of our brother. And so we cannot love him anymore. And yet love never ends. St. Paul, the apostle, writes, love is never thinking evil. And of course, before we can judge somebody, we have to think evil. We have to think evil of that somebody. If somebody is no good, somebody did something, does something no good, and so actually we condemn him in our judgment. We can't stand it. But usually when we can't stand it, the fact is because in our hearts we have the same problem. Maybe it's deep, so deep inside of us that we don't see it on the surface. But it's there. The Holy Father says, when we judge somebody and something, when we get irritated, when we see somebody else's fault, we get irritated because we don't want to be reminded of the same fault that we have in our own hearts. And so, usually, if we are going to start growing slowly towards the kingdom of heaven, let's acknowledge that. If we are judging somebody, usually we have the same problem in our own self. We just are trying to conceal it. And the fact that we see it in our brother, that exposes our own sinfulness. And of course the Lord says, judge not and thou shalt not be judged. And there's no easier way to find the peace. And yesterday's reading of the Gospel was the yoke is the
My yoke is easy, my burden is light.
My yoke is easy and the burden is light. Well, truly this is so. It becomes so if we stop judging one another. Then it truly becomes like that. If we say, I have to answer for my own sinfulness. I have to truly look for accepting the Lord and trying to keep my heart with the Lord, or at least at the beginning of the wisdom, to fight for that, to attain that. And you know that we don't accomplish. The attainment of the beginning of wisdom, the fear of God. So if we work even on that one thing, always to try to retain at least the memory of the Lord with us, then we're not going to fall into judging our brother. And if we keep ourselves from judging our brothers, then of course the Lord will not judge us, and then our heart is going to feel that lightness of God's yoke and His burden, and we're going to truly be able to fulfill what St. Paul writes in another place where he says, rejoice at all times in the Lord. We'll be able to rejoice, and our faces will show the peace by which will be recognized that we are the disciples of our Lord. We will have love for each other. And the Lord says, they will know thee that you are my disciples because you have love for one another. So let's work on that. The main thing, to have the love for each other. We all need to work on this much, much harder than we have done before. Because we all fail miserably every day. We get aggravated, and the sign of aggravation is the same thing. Sign of aggravation is already a judgment of your brother. And it's already the lack of love and the lack of fear of God. Because if we are aware of God's presence, we would not dare then, as the Holy Father said, we would not dare to get aggravated at our brothers. Amen.